When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coronavirus.
You're growing.
This is Kanye West, and please get that robbery away from me. I ain't going to jail tonight.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him in a zoo and I said, look, everyone in jail, bird.
Find out more at GoArmy.com.
Coronavirus.
What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him in a zoo and I said, What's the deal with Rodney Berry? I saw him in a zoo and I said,
This is a certified jailbird.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, Happy New Year, gang.
Happy Man, New that Year, was, Clay. That was really good.
Did you work on that?
No, I bought this app for a lot of money, and I need to get my money's worth, so I busted out some of the, these are all drops Rod all knows about. You hear about this one, Whit?
Damn it, Bobby, you gave me a sandwich with too much tuna.
You know about that one?
Does Hank Hill say too much tuner? Did you write that?
No, he said it in the show. What about this one?
This is Kanye West. Please get that robbery away from me. I ain't going to jail tonight.
So where'd you? How much did that cost?
It's fucking. You're not gonna believe it, dude. You're all. I feel dumb saying it. You're not gonna believe it. $2 million.
That's Clay. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's where all our Patreon money goes.
Every cent, yes. plus a million.
Is this a normal podcast that we're doing?
Yeah, this is a normal podcast. This is our normal podcast of the year. I finally got the login link for the upload site or whatever it's called. Cool. And guess what, gang? We're doing it Zoom again because at the Tatum Warehouse, we have a COVID scare. And so the Omicron, like the things get so much lighter. So every time you get a runny nose, you convince yourself you have COVID. And you're excited because you get to get it over with such whatever. So, but you have to stay home. So I don't know.
Which one of y'all, is it you or Whitney's afraid you got COVID?
That's Whitney. I'm good.
She just feels kind of sick?
Yeah, just a little sick. So.
Yeah. I mean, hey, best case scenario, she's got it, dude.
Yeah.
And she knocked that shit out and then she got it. She don't got to get it again for what, 3 months?
Yeah, you get a couple months off of worrying.
Yeah, dude.
It's kind of nice. It's like, I'll get it, 10 days out of every 2 months? Never sound so bad.
I'd like to not get it if I can, but we'll see.
Rod, I mean, you're definitely gonna get it.
Yeah, I mean,
as
a COVID dealer, you might. Yeah, you take a whiff of your own supply.
It's like the guys who's shelving out and putting anthrax in mailboxes. One of them had to, at some point, get a little of that dust on them.
Yeah.
Well, it's a risk you take when you're an essential worker.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a risk you take when you're exploiting the people in need of groceries.
So has the grocery business been booming again?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it was at the beginning because people are not afraid that they can't get toilet paper. It is really busy. It's been really busy. I've been very tired.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, my family's visiting. Bet it's like perfect timing for them to visit.
Oh, to come to LA at its peak?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure they're just sick of Alabama. Everybody, my dad said everybody and their dad has fucking COVID down there. Yeah, so, you know, it's just everywhere, whatever. We're just going to go to Big Bear.
Okay.
They're going to come to they're going to come to CJ's birthday party too, which is just a handful of people. CJ's rented out a movie theater to watch Scream, and a handful of people are going, and they're going to go see probably Spider-Man at the same time. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
That's, wait, so they're not going to the CJ screening?
No, because they got Ronan, who's 6.
Oh, right.
But imagine being a kid and you know, like, I don't know, being a kid, what was fun? You stay at a hotel and there's a pool. That's fun. Yeah. But we're just staying at...
Run down the hallways, play with the ice machine. That sounds like
with your big brother. Ronan doesn't have that.
Right.
He's by himself. And he's just going to be staying at my house. So imagine you go, I got to go stay at fucking uncle's house. Uh-huh. Probably doesn't have any of the good people it sounds that like I like.
A great time.
He may play PlayStation, or is he too little?
No, he can play.
Does he want to, though?
He likes Mario Kart. I know that.
Okay. Well, that's not on PlayStation, so.
That's true. But imagine, that's kind of my dream, is that we get to on vacation, and like, who's this house of this guy that I like see once a year? And then your mom's like, you want to go see Spider-Man? That seems cool. I would like that.
No, I love to see a movie on vacation. Even now, yeah. I still like it. It's like a, it's a nice little treat to see a movie.
Well, especially for you, because your life is a vacation with how much money you're
basically making. My life is a movie. So when I go to the movies, it's like nothing changes.
Oh. Yeah, same. And did you hear what I said about Rod though?
Yeah, go for say it again one more time.
Well, he's
and Rod, life... really listen this time. Like I'm listening. Not hearing these.
All right.
His life is a vacation basically because he doesn't put in a lot of work and he exploits people in need for a lot of cash. Makes more money than anyone I've ever known.
My life may be a movie, but his life is a vacation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. True. Yeah, I'm making a lot of money.
What more are we money doing than anyone I've ever known.
Exactly. What are we doing today, gang?
It's the new year. So we're doing top five things that are anti-gripes.
Yes, top five anti-gripes. And do you guys have the same problem where you couldn't stop thinking things, all the great things that happened last year?
Yeah,
in media, movies, and all that?
I have so many. That's just insane. I really am having a tough time.
Yeah. Who thinks they have the best ones? I bet Rod thinks he has the best one because he's like, that's like what type of person he is.
Yeah, that's exactly what the type of person I am. I think I have the best ones.
Mm-hmm. So, Rod, do you want to go first?
Sure. Do I do them all? Right? Are we doing?
No. This is gripe style, my man.
Okay. So, okay.
All right.
Just making sure.
And this is why I busted out my $2 million sound machine.
And these are new things, or just new things to us? How's it working?
Oh, new things to you. Things that you discovered in 2021 or things that came out in 2021.
And it needs to be like media related?
It can be whatever. It just can't be like, oh, I got the opportunity to.
It's not an opportunity for us to brag, which is like something exactly. Rod would.
Oh, shit. I got to redo my list.
Oh, Rod started X-ing out a lot of stuff. He's either straight edge
or. Oh, yeah. Oh no, that's not good. I gotta redo everything. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about now.
All right, Rod.
Okay, well, one more question.
Okay, go for it.
Does something live count?
Of course, anything, man. Okay, if you picked a really good booger in 2021, I want to know about it.
Okay.
So, Rod, are you ready for your?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so this is your number five. So this is going to be one of your least favorite things in the year.
It's still my favorite, one of my favorites, but okay.
Now on with the countdown. Five.
I got to say, Bryan Danielson, professional wrestler, having just one of the best years of all time, just as far as professional wrestling goes. He's just been so good all year. Main evented WrestleMania, wrestled for the AEW World Championship 2 times.
What's his name?
Bryan Danielson or Daniel Bryan. Depends on which.
Was he in the movie The Devil and Bryan Johnson?
No, he's not in that. No. He's a professional wrestler. He just had,
I'm eating candy right now.
He had a bunch of really great professional wrestling matches. Maybe just my favorite wrestler right now.
What's his name?
Bryan Danielson.
His name is Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
Is his thing that he like dresses like a guy who works at an office?
No, his name is Bryan Danielson from the movie The Devil and Bryan Danielson.
No, he's just like a guy. Yeah, he's a guy who's good at professional wrestling.
Short sleeve, collared shirt and a tie.
No, he's not. He doesn't usually wear a tie, no.
Wait, is Jackass Wrestling now?
Johnny Knoxville is going to be in the Royal Rumble, yeah.
Was he any good, Rob?
Is that a British thing?
No, the Royal Rumble, that's an American. That's the WWE thing.
Sounds British, isn't it?
You know what's a really good Royal Rumble that I've seen recently? Spencer.
Did you really see Spencer?
No.
Do they have to throw each other over the top rope?
No. It's about the Royals and how they rumble. What? Do you relate to Raj number 5 at all?
I wish I did. I wish I would have gotten more into wrestling, but as a kid, I didn't like it because all the kids who liked wrestling always wanted to touch me and stuff because they wanted to wrestle, and I didn't like touching kids.
Rod, were you a wrestler?
I did. Yeah, I did wrestle.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
In high school.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There we have it, folks.
Yeah.
Did they let you do that in the girls' restroom?
No.
Wait, are you not ready for your number 5?
Yeah, are we going top? I'm going to save the best for last. How about that?
Well, that's how that works, my man.
That's what I was doing, too.
Okay, well, Rod acted like just... Did you see that? Rod acted like he made it up.
But I, yeah, exactly. But I do believe Rod, because his number 5 was such a stinker, because I didn't relate to it until... I thought about the Spencer thing, then I related to that a little bit. All right, wait, are you ready for your number 5?
Yeah, I'm ready. Number 5.
Now on with the countdown. 5.
Number 5. Watching CJ Toledano do 48 straight minutes of Chicago stand-up material about trains. While at Chicago at Lincoln Hall. We always make fun of CJ for loving Chicago so much, but you never realize until you see him in his element, loving that Chicago. Oh my God.
He killed it in Chicago?
People really liked it.
He loved it. They loved it. I think some of them were laughing because CJ said up top, like, Witt's going to make fun of me because of how much Chicago material I'm about to do or whatever, but that added to how funny it was. My guy did jokes that were 48 years old.
It's
good stuff. I like those things, man. That's funny stuff.
Did he get a standing O, and was it hard to follow?
No, he didn't get a standing O, but it's hard to follow because I didn't have any jokes about Chicago, so.
You didn't have any jokes about a deep dish pizza?
You couldn't say anything about the Big Bean?
No. I've been to the Bean many times and couldn't think of anything to say. Have y'all ever been there?
I've never been to Chicago. No, never seen the Bean.
Huh. I would love to see the Bean. Well, looks beautiful.
It's very big and reflective. So that's nice.
And you didn't have any material on it?
Nope. I said, because I don't, you know this about me, I don't really care about beans. Mm-hmm. I'm not a bean guy.
That's true.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What about this? What about this? Wait, let me pitch you this.
What's up?
Hey, why is the dish pizza here so deep, gang? Are they trying to cook that big bean inside the pizza?
That's funny.
Coronavirus.
Really? Y'all ready for my number five?
Yeah.
My number five anti-gripe is the YouTuber Gifted Hater.
Yeah, he's great.
He's if you like hyper specific skateboard commentary, done by a kid half your age, what it seems like, I would say Gifted Hater. And also YouTuber Aram Brown. He does like political commentary stuff, but
well, we love that Gifted Hater, man. He's a funny little guy.
Yeah, and that's my favorite freaking YouTube right now. But unfortunately, he tied with another favorite thing that I found out about this year, which is Rifkin's Festivals NFT. Non-refundable tokens from Woody Allen's latest release, Rifkin's Festival. I found this on Twitter. I don't know why it exists. I don't know who's behind it. But it seems like a real thing, and you can buy an NFTs of drawn characters who don't. I don't remember being in the movie.
No, they're not in the movie. They're just kind of like all NFTs. It's kind of like a randomly generated character.
Yeah,
it's not really anything.
Do they? So they don't capture the big pants.
No, they don't. They don't even capture the star of the movie.
What about how we love a movie where when he wants to feel young, he puts on that wicker fedora.
Wait, did we see that movie last year or the year before?
It's really hard to say.
The year before was Rainy Day in New York. I remember that during quarantine. It had to have been last year.
Yeah.
So that, and then also it tied, the Rifkin Festival NFT is tied with Rifkin Festivals too. So I have three for my number five. It's been such a good year.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Right, are you ready for your number four?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Now on with the countdown. Four. It's got to be Halo Infinite. Halo's back, baby. I love Halo. I'm a Halo guy now.
So what kind of stuff are you doing in Halo Infinite?
I'm just shooting the guys. It's great. All you do is shoot the guys. You got fun guns. The sword is back. There's a big hammer now. It's fun.
Is Master Chief
back? You have to build
back
a shed in Halo now? Is that what
no,
you're
there's
the
no building. No. You slam the big hammer against the guys. It kills them.
You know what my favorite thing about gaming is having to build a shed.
It is cool.
Like in my favorite game, Fortnite.
Minecraft.
Rust, I think. Don't you build
a
shed?
Yeah, you build
Rust?
A big shed, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of games where you got to build a shed to survive.
So, Rod, so you're playing with all your friends.
Buddy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think I played with Hot Sauce Bob in the pits a couple times.
Uh-huh. And those are the nicknames of the people you went to jail with?
No, those are all people who I've played the game with. I don't know that I went to jail with them.
You don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of people in
there's
jail.
A lot of people who can't keep up with them, I understand.
So, Rod, is Master Chief back?
He's back.
And he's
back,
punching,
he's, big.
He's doing all the stuff, he's kicking. Yeah.
Did you know he's 6'9"?
Wow.
He's a big guy.
He's a big man. No wonder he's the master.
Yeah.
And the chief at the same time.
And he whoops ass.
And what about these warthogs?
Warthogs are back. There's some new vehicles. I don't really know what they're called, but they're pretty fun too.
Oh, like a motorcycle or
there's an ATV.
Is there a four-door sedan?
There's no four-door sedan, no.
How many Halos is there?
Six or seven.
Six? What the fucking shit?
Yeah, Halo 1, 2, and 3 are pretty big, and then they kind of fall off a little bit. But this new Halo, I think, is really fun, and I'm having a great time playing.
Is it a hit?
I think it's a hit. Okay. The multiplayer is free, and I think that's part of it, though.
Okay. Cool, I'll have to check this out. Not.
Yes, dude.
Oh,
yes, dude.
You guys all don't right. like any of my shit.
Wait, are you ready for your number four?
Ready, dude. Yeah. Now on with the coronavirus. Four. Number four. Seeing the film Red Rocket.
Dude. Oh man.
What?
You know, I loved seeing that movie literally 4 feet away from the screen.
Oh, great. Here Clay goes.
Clay's hate.
Dude, again. I don't even have a memory of where I was, like, in the theater.
Oh, I remember. Clay gets I so love consumed. That movie. I love that movie. Yeah, but I love a perfect cinema experience.
What theater did you see it in?
The Grauman's Chinese Theater, or whatever it's called
now. Oh, but not the big one.
No. Just, like, one of the multiplex ones.
You know, I do have a gripe that goes along with it. How do you get into that place? I've never figured out how to just like walk into that movie theater.
It's a mystery.
Yeah,
you always gotta walk there from your
go
house.
Around back. You gotta pay for parking and go around.
Yeah, you have to walk through the weird mall, the it's David Buster's like mall.
700 flights of stairs. It's crazy. Yeah. It sucks. But the movie was really good, and then I saw it again, and that was really good too. And it was a dynamite experience. And both screenings, I just realized they gave me seats that were taken by somebody.
Yeah, and that's why we set for it. Someone took your spot, but we got a dynamite place for you. It's you ever heard of 4 feet away from the movie screen?
We're going to sit you right we're as close as right we can. There. Right as close as you can get. It's a real nice seat. You get a full view of the movie.
Yeah. And I went, Hercules.
Yeah, I did that too. We
you
were
did
both,
that?
We're both facing.
Yeah, I do that now when I get excited about this. I go, Hercules. And I sort of clap my hands.
All right.
People laugh.
Yeah, people laugh. What do you want to talk about the movie at all?
Red Rocket. I don't know if it's even still in theaters or even if it came out yet, to be honest. But it's a fucking great movie about a guy who does porn, and he returns to his hometown, Gulf of Mexico, Texas, called Texas City, Texas, to sort of figure out how to get his life back on track for a second. And it's played by Rex. What's his name? Simon Rex. He kills it. There's a bunch of other great actors in it, and you just gotta watch this crap. Made by Sean Baker, who's great in interviews.
Now, is Simon Rex, is that a dinosaur?
No, you would think it would be, but it's not.
Interesting.
Okay. It's not even at all, not even close.
It's more of a human than anything, if you really had to like, get specific about it.
Yeah. And this guy has been one of these guys who's had all kinds of a career. But anyway, honestly, I'm like, whatever about this guy until recently. Now I'm like, oh, this guy's
cool. Yeah, I like this guy. Well, the movie is very good. Y'all ready for my number four?
Yeah.
Okay. My number four is, unfortunately, it's another tie. I can't fit them all in. The musician Dougie Poole, I found out about him. He's like a country guy that's probably likes the same stuff as me. We probably watch the same YouTube, but he plays country, and it's very good stuff. But Dougie Poole. But that's tied with a meme that I saw, and it's not really a meme. It's really just a screen cap, and it's of a DJ thing, and the person that posted it is called OnlyTechno_official, and he did a thing that's about anti-racism, and there's two buttons on his DJ machine. There's one that says techno, and there's an on and off switch, and the switch is on. And then there's another thing called racism, the on and off switch, and it's off. Here's a question. Why does your machine have a racism switch?
Oh, well, all right.
That's one of my...
It is off, so...
It is off, but I just don't know. If you see that, if you're buying your machine, I wouldn't... with a racism switch on it, but it's good. It's set to off, so you have to give them that.
I'll go ahead and not. I'm not going to turn that one on. No thanks.
Yeah, so that's tied with the musician Dougie Poole.
I'm sure he would love that it's tied.
Yeah, and because he knows that there's nothing. It's hard to beat. So, but he does make great music. So, Rod, are you ready for your?
What is it with? Isn't he from Chicago?
I have no idea. He lives in like Brooklyn, I think.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, you're going to do the deep dish pizza joke that I wrote earlier?
Yeah, he's going to try that out.
Wit, come on, man. That's my creative property. You can't be stealing that joke.
Sorry, dude. No, yeah, I wasn't going to, but...
No joke thieves. Right,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Rod, are you ready for... Well, you had, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got it. Oh. I don't know.
Anywho.
You asked me if I was ready.
No, I was asking Wit if you had any comment on... Country music coming out of Brooklyn, New York.
I just think it's funny that Chicago, Brooklyn, a lot of these places have like a new country boom, even LA. But I guess LA has always been a little country. Or
hey, man, I like it. I really like it.
I'm down. It's like if you listen to popular country radio now, it's kind of like absurd what's going on there. But then if you go back about 20 years, it feels like we're listening to a person sitting on a hay bale.
Like, yeah,
it's there's a very like a, different vibe now.
There's a very funny thing about country music now where they are always mentioning something that exists to maybe get like a product placement.
Oh, yeah. Like,
did I get into an ad?
Natty Light, Applebee's, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It rocks.
But they're never really saying nothing about it other than how it's awesome.
Yeah, how much they like.
I want one country song where the guy's like, I hate my fucking truck. I hate my Ford truck. I hate Applebee's. And I hate you. There's not enough cynicism in country music. Yeah, we should start that. I don't really vibe with modern day country.
All right, Rob, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah.
All right, I have a mouthful of candy.
I'm ready for number three. Okay, I almost don't believe that this is true, but the Snyder Cut, that's in my top five. It doesn't seem like it happened in 2021.
Yeah, I thought it was a 2020 thing.
It says it released March 18th, 2021.
Oh, yeah, because me and Clay were shooting something, and I would come home and watch it for four nights.
It seems like fake to me. It seems like it's happened so much longer ago.
Yeah, that was a real blast, though, getting to watch that.
Yeah. And that was like, that was like when it was like, I'm almost going to get vaxxed. I had a lot of, there's a lot of positivity in the world. And I thought I could see the Snyder Cut in IMAX, but it never came out in IMAX. Oh, yeah. I really would like to.
Oh, yeah. That was like everybody was excited the vaccine was coming out so we could go back to our having normal life.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Man, way to bring it up, Rod.
Yeah, anyway, dude, the Snyder Cut's really great. I'll watch it again, and I had a great time.
Clay, did you ever watch it?
I watched it for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, where's Rob? When is Rob going to come out?
What's Rob?
Rob Snyder?
Shut your ass.
I'll whoop your ass.
Wait, are you ready for your number three? Or any y'all want to say anything more about the Snyder Cut?
Well, I really want to know, did you ever actually watch it?
I've never saw it, and I have no interest in it, but when someone says it's really good, I take their word for it.
We did watch it.
Oh, and then I left your house and went home while it was still playing?
Yeah.
That's my review of it, honestly. But I appreciate it that he got to do his own cut, and you love to see a director really... fill you in on his true final cut.
Yeah, it was great.
You love to see that. Wait, are you ready for your number three?
Yeah. My number three. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Well, this is not good.
On with the countdown. Three. Good. This is my number three. Putting some batteries and dusting off this old bad boy.
Syphilis coated cum bubble. You should just smile and blow me.
What's that guy's name? Sammy fucking.
Sam Kinison?
Oh, Sam Kinison.
You're a dirty fucking whore.
He had a real inspiration with this little dirty box.
It is crazy that you've had that for, I don't know, 14 years?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Swallow my baby batter.
I don't remember where I got it, but I thank God I did. And it didn't have batteries for a long time, but now I'm back.
Fat ass wanker.
it was like just a staple of just would be in your car all the time.
Yeah, it brings me a lot of joy. And I'm just happy I got it back.
Well, wait, my number three has a lot to do with you.
All right, here we go.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Sorry, I'm eating candy.
Hello, freak bitches.
Three.
My number three is what does a thing know? Where he talks like Yoda, and then he sends you a Yoda gif whenever you ask him a question.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I go, wait, are you hungry? And you go, hungry I am. And then you send me a gif of Yoda playing with a lightsaber.
Yeah, I see.
And yeah, dude,
I text it. It's over text. It's I text hungry I am, and then...
Yeah.
In case Clay didn't get it, you're being like Yoda.
Well, Yoda's a pimp.
He is a pimp. He's got, you know, him and Jesus Christ are both my homies.
Yeah. Yeah, I love doing that. Yeah, and the best part is how some people don't really know about Yoda and how he talks. So you still text them that and they're not really getting anything out of that. But
people don't know Yoda.
Who the hell are you talking to?
What are you talking about?
Are you talking to like Amish people? What is going on?
They don't know how he talks. They don't know he like talks in that backwards kind of way.
Who doesn't know that?
Who doesn't know that? Well, who are you talking to?
I don't know. I'm sure I text that kind of shit a lot. So I'm sure some people.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you need to get new friends.
Just have somebody that doesn't know what a Yoda is.
And how he talks all weird like.
Get him out of here.
Be awkward.
You got to dump him.
Yeah, dump him, dude. Next thing you should text him is next.
Yeah. Well, what's something funny Rod does? Just to balance it out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's, I mean, I don't. That's kind of messed up to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Rod, are you ready for your number? What are we on now?
Two? Yeah, this is number two.
Okay. So this is your second favorite, Rod.
Okay.
Just let you know, this is like your, out of everything that happened last year, this is your second favorite. So here we go.
Okay.
Is a certified what the deuce classic.
Two.
I gotta give it up for my man Ty Siegel. I went to a Ty Siegel concert. I had a great time. Is really one of the best. It was just a great concert. I had so much fun.
Damn,
that guy rocks.
The pandemic really was over for a hot second, wasn't it?
Well, when was that?
I want to say it was like the beginning of October.
Scariest month of all time, and you're still going out and doing stuff.
That was the scariest month of all time?
Yeah.
Because of skeletons,
goblins, ghastly ghouls, or people's front yards.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a great time. It rocked. Mike, he plays so loud.
Yeah, and
it's cool. Fun. It's fun to see someone play very loud and rock.
Yeah. He rules. He's an absolute shredder dynamite guy. Ruler. Yeah, ruler of that guitar on the sixth string.
That's exactly it, too. Yeah. That's how I felt.
That's a good one. Got,
this might sound crazy, and like you guys might not relate to it, but the way I view him is his fretboard is his homie.
Yeah. Well, that helps.
Would you guys agree with that?
You should sell that shirt.
Honestly, I was having a hard time understanding, but now I get it.
All right. Wait. Are you ready for your second best of the whole stinking year?
Yep.
Okay.
Two.
Listen, mine are a lot more popular mainstream things, and it's just because I didn't have a lot of time to put this together, okay. I guess. Sorry, guys. I don't seem very cool, but I am cool, right?
You're very cool.
Thanks. Yeah. It was seeing Bright Eyes at Forest Hills Stadium, I think is what it's called.
I mean, that's fine. Like, dude, you just went off... You just went right after Rod, who did basically the same thing with a different artist.
Yeah, okay.
Bright Eyes is cool.
Well, no, I know he's cool, but, like, he's pretty it's not like a niche thing. Clay's talk over here talking about Dougie Poole, who's really cool, but not, you know, he's not. No offense to him. I suggest everybody go listen to Dougie Poole. But anyway, I just feel like a real tool, you know. Bright Eyes, yeah, of course. What's all Bright Eyes? Yeah, that makes sense. But it was their first tour in like 10 years. Mitra went. She had a blast.
You wanted to see him like 8 times, and only got to see him once.
Yeah, because they canceled everywhere else. And then Waxahachie and Lucy Dacus played as well, and that was really cool.
And weren't you going to go see him like right before pandemic too?
Yeah.
Or it was like right when pandemic started, he was going to play in L.A.?
He's going to play in L.A. and Santa Barbara.
Oh, you're going to see him twice there. Damn.
Because I never, being from Alabama, you don't get to see a lot of bands. So like, I've never seen the original. I've never seen Tom and Blink 182. I only saw Bright Eyes once.
Mm-hmm. You only get to see bands like Boy Sets Fire.
You get to see Boy Sets Fire and Against Me 7,000 times. But Taking Back Sunday, they're not coming through.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Rod grew up in Hollywood.
And
that is true.
Basically every dream band comes from.
Exactly. Yeah. That 100% true. Can't deny it. I've seen Blink 182.
Rod grew up right.
You've probably seen it 182 times.
At least
that's why they're called that.
Exactly.
Rod, how many times I've seen
it? Is it true that you grew up in between the Viper Room and the Whiskey Go-Go? That's where your mansion was?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly where my mansion was, right between the Viper Room and the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, that's cool. Rod, you're not lying to me, right?
No, I wouldn't lie.
Okay, good, because I was going to say,
fucking dickhead!
Are you guys ready for my number two?
Oh, you got to go to the bathroom? Cool, we'll wait.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can take it.
What the fuck you say to me in front of my friends? You said that? Okay, you ready for this?
Want another one? Two.
My number two is a movie, and it's a movie that I don't think it would end up on my list. Maybe it would have. I don't know. But no one fucking talked about it. I saw it in a theater. And I'm like, this movie is pretty freaking good. I really like this movie. And then afterwards, no one fucking talked about it. And I'm like, why aren't people talking about this movie? It's not, I mean, there's other movies that came out this year that people won't shut up about. But this one, no one's biting. It's the movie The Killing of Two Lovers. Remember that, gang?
Killing of Two Brothers.
I have no idea what that is.
See, Rod, you know.
Oh, I saw it. I loved it.
But why is it? No, why did no one talk about that movie?
I think because it's just like it's just one of those movies, you know. It's like there's nothing in the zeitgeist that's it's gonna get snapped into, you know.
But you know, it's a low budget film that, you know, it's pretty good. It's like shot instant. It is like, I don't know.
No, it's like a well made. It's like a really good movie, but it doesn't. It's not, I'm saying this is a problem. It's like not, there's no buzzwords kind of like, what would be the movie that would make people latch on? It's like, fucking he's being canceled because of something. And that's why his wife's trying to leave him. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Because he had a bad stand-up set and his baby's exactly. Wooden.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly the kind
that
of movie
is
I
what would
see.
Then like get it into the,
oh, but okay, I'm going to tie this. The Killing Two Lovers, go great. Go see it, please. I really liked it. I think it's a very, very good, simple movie.
Clay didn't tell me about the tying thing. I didn't know you can have things tie.
Yeah, Clay makes his own rules, which is why he succeeds.
It's tied with seeing the movie Annette with a bunch of old people who are not in on the joke of of seeing that movie. Because things would happen, and me and Rod and Anna and my wife and the gang would scream laughing, and because we're like, what the fuck is this? And hey, listen, I'm a Leo's Crax fan. I like his movies, and I really appreciate that he really swung for the fences and he made really bold choices here. I appreciate it, but fuck, man, this movie. Watching it with all these old Santa Monica people, It was also a great experience. I really liked it. And when I say liked it, I like the experience, the movie.
Remember so, when Baby Annette is being flown? She has like she's tied to like a bunch of drones and she's flown. Oh, down.
During the Super Bowl game or what? I don't know. Remember what they? It wasn't called Super Bowl. They called it like
called
Super
the Hyper Bowl.
Oh, Hyper Bowl or something.
Yeah, I watched that movie going into it. See, I gave y'all a lot of foreshadowing.
Yeah, you gave me a lot. I knew what I was getting into.
So I watched that movie walking in very hopeful that I was really going to enjoy myself.
And the first 5 minutes is really good.
Yeah.
That opening song is really good and like it's really interesting. But after that, my man lost me. And I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just... It absolutely lost me.
I watched it a second time. I liked it a little bit more.
Yeah. I feel like I would like it more. I just hate singing, too. That's another problem. I really hate singing.
Why did you like it, Rod?
I don't know. I watched it on Twitch, and people in chat were really kind of into it. And it is kind of fun and funny.
It is a really fun movie.
Even though it's like stupid. But I guess maybe I like that it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I kind of like it that it's stupid too. But it's also, and it's weird to see it on people's like favorites of the year list, and it's so interesting to see people be like, "Oh no, this is like legit one of my favorite movies." It's I like it.
People so love
to them
Baby
when you
that.
Say,
"Look, my nutsack."
Exactly, and I think I did say that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Rod, are you ready for your number one?
Yeah, I'm ready for my number one. Now,
dude, this is the best. I'm telling you, this is the best thing out of 2021. So this better be freaking huge, dude.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Now on with the countdown. Want another one? Good. One.
The city of Las Vegas.
Yes. My man,
that shit, when we took that road trip there, that shit rocked. And gambling rocks.
Yeah, let's go back.
It's pretty good stuff, dude. That's some pretty good stuff.
Hanging out at the pool drinking margaritas, that shit fucking rocks.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's go back.
I mean, listen, I don't really like that this is sort of personal, but I can get behind it because we had margaritas in the pool and that rocked ass.
Wait, why is that personal?
Well, because it's like, maybe it's not personal. Whatever. It's fine.
Top city of the year, Las Vegas.
Exactly. And that's, yeah. Top city of the year, Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. Remember the guy in the pool who didn't want to leave because he's addicted to gambling?
And we're not sure that he left or like melted into the pool eventually.
Yeah, that was awesome. That
we
was
woke
great...
up in the morning. We had a view of the pool from the room. And we saw the man just standing in the middle. And then when we went down there 3 hours later,
still there.
Yeah,
I got COVID. Remember?
But you did get COVID. But also at that time, COVID was over.
Yeah, I got COVID, and then nobody else did. We went to Hooters. It was great. Worth it.
Kinda Hooters worth Casino was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a blast. Just an absolute blast. It was whatever the opposite of is.
I mean, I was actually going to say the same thing, and now I'm going to save my breath. Wait, are you ready for your number one?
Number one. Yeah.
Always. And remember, this is like the number one out of everything that's happened last year.
And, you guys aren't going to – you're going to absolutely – it's going to – You're not gonna have any questions.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One.
It's the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah, which sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Those games have changed my life. Now,
for good or for worse?
For good. Okay. Now, before 2021, I had played the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater video game.
Mm-hmm. You did those.
That's about it as far as me playing video games went.
Right.
And I don't remember what got me to do it. Oh, I got the Spider-Man game, and I was like, yeah, this is kind of fun swinging around, but you know, I'll check out these Batman games. Why not? I got one, and I was, I mean, hooked like a dog in a shirt. This thing, the way that all the stuff is, the way Batman is, it's just so good. And every night I fall asleep, and while I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm thinking of tomorrow. I'm going to make some coffee, and I'm going to get one, maybe 30 minutes to an hour of playing this Batman game.
Right.
And it brings me so much joy.
Wow.
It just makes me so happy seeing what Batman, Catwoman, you know, Nightwing, Robin, Batgirl, all of these people. Now I learned about downloadable content. Oh my God.
Oh, DLC.
You know, nothing brought me more joy. And you were there the night that I could not figure out how to get Catwoman's loot back from Two-Face's thugs.
Exactly.
And it was so hard. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I did it.
We all remember, yeah.
I remember that.
I did it. And there's a lot of stuff like that, you know? I mean, earlier today, I was playing Batman Arkham Origins. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to beat Killer Croc on hard. And I'm telling you, this guy won't stop throwing these gas tanks at me. And I can't figure out how to get rid of these things. And then I learn I'm supposed to be throwing my batarangs at him, and that mm-hmm. explodes him and hurts him, and which helps me.
That's double good.
It truly feels like this video game is never ending,
and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It seems like one of those games. If you want to do the 100%. You're going to take your entire life. You're going to have to really bunker down and do it.
Well, you got, if you want to do the 100, you got to find all the Riddlers, solve all of Riddler's riddles. And mm-hmm. that, now I've never been able to do that. That's too hard. And it's not necessarily that the riddles are hard. It's just like, ugh, it's not fun, really.
Not a fun gameplay mechanic, no.
No. Right. It's not a fun gameplay mechanic.
Are you guys ready for my number one? Unless y'all have anything more to say.
I'm ready.
Dang, Batman game.
No, let's go.
Okay, here's my number one.
This is a certified. Now, on with the countdown. One.
I stopped the What the Deuce one, and it stopped them all. Y'all ready for my number one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So my number one is a movie. And it's not the movie. Even though I did like the movie a lot, it's one shot in the movie. And when I saw the shot, I go, well, this is one of the greatest shots I've seen this year in a movie. And it was so good that it made it to my number one. Wait, do you know what it is?
One shot.
It's not that obvious. It's from the movie Zola. And it's the overhead dolly shot from toilet to toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
and the one character that is at that point in the movie is pretty annoying has the dirtiest pee, while the protagonist, you can barely see the pee. And I'm like, well, it's an interesting shot. And I'm like, this director's having fun making this movie.
Mm-hmm. You love to see it. I had a blast with that one.
Yeah, that was that's really early on in thinking I was free.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, remember all the movies we saw?
Yeah, we saw Fast Furious.
Honestly, this is tied with the AMC Movie Pass.
Oh that yeah.
Shit fucking rips, dude.
I mean, saw so many.
Being Stub Club, that's great.
Stub Club fucking rips, dude. Even though it's taking all my money right now because I haven't seen a movie in forever.
Yeah, I mean,
when I get back out there, though, I'm gonna see a bunch.
I'm going back to acting like COVID doesn't exist as soon as my family leaves.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do the same. I feel like I've had COVID by now. Everyone's getting it, so I mean. And I'm always in the state of like weird sinus stuff. So yeah, I've had it by now.
Because Rod spits in your nose while you sleep.
I know, and I'm like, that's to count for something, right, Doc? And my doctor says, you hang out with Rodney Berry, I advise not to do that for your health.
My boy's gonna be spitting in your nose.
I go, I can't. He's the co-host of the podcast. We make $1 million a freaking month on the Patreon.
Yeah, King. So,
is that true? That much? Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
But remember, I spent it all on the app. So.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. The soundboard right. app.
Anything else, gang? That's it. For...
No, I don't got nothing, man.
Well, yeah, just the your movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, we got the movie. I mean, I'm just saying, are we forgetting anything in 2021?
Oh, that's good. I don't know.
Yeah. Gang, it's if you're listening to this tomorrow, I don't know. Wait, let me see. You're about 2 weeks away from the premiere of our movie, The Civil Dead, on Slam Dance. And if you pre-order right now, it's only freaking $10.
Yeah, so do that.
So go to slamdance.com and pre-order the pass to see our movie and all the other movies.
I'm going to buy like 10 of the passes. I'm going to give them away.
Rod's doing that for attention, but I appreciate it.
Rod wants – we're trying to get Rod to donate $50,000 for special effects, and then it can be a Rodney
– 50 grand?
A Rodney Berry film.
There's no way you guys need $50,000 for anything.
Yeah, we do, dude.
Rod, that really hurt my feelings.
What do you say to Wiz?
$50,000 would make your next movie. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
It's messed up of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Exactly. All right. Anything else, gang, that you want to, should we? Wait, nope. you doing any shows, or did they all get postponed?
They all been crazy. Postponed.
Mm-hmm. If we had to talk about our least favorite thing that we learned about last year, I would definitely say the COVID-19 virus.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite things of the year last year.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, gang.
Bye.
Coronavirus.
Bye, gang.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. See ya.
Okay. Bye. I lost my, where's my Zoom? There it is. Okay. Bye, gang.